Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and today we have a very special guest with us. But we want to remind you, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our guest today is Rusty from the Food Shed Co-op that's being built in Woodstock that's just about ready to be opened. Rusty, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. And thank you for the opportunity to address you guys today and to radio station 101.5. I want to thank you, Ron, and your wife personally, because you've been owners of the Food Shed for 4 years. So we appreciate that.
Well, there's other people out there can still be owners and members. It's not a real expensive thing, but it's available for them. And if you look at Route 14, very close to the hospital up there in Woodstock, you'll see that the building is up. The outside's completed. They're about ready to open up. But why don't you give us a little bit of information about the co-op and what it is and how it works, Rusty?
Absolutely. The Food Shed Co-op is a community-owned grocery store that, in a lot of ways, is just like any other grocery store. The primary differences happen to be that it is owned by the community and controlled by those owners. We currently have about 1,981 owners growing quickly. Each of those has invested at least $200 in the movement, and our other big difference is that at least 20 to 25% of the products that we put on the shelf are going to be locally sourced, locally produced. The movement itself began about 10 years ago, 2014, with two owners, owner number one and two, Scott and Kim Bricks, and they had this grand idea that they were going to try and open up a co-op that would keep money paid to the local farmers and source or people and keep it in the community, in the county. The idea behind that is that dollars that are invested in the county stay in the county.
Well, I know one of the questions that will come up is that it's very easy in the spring and fall and summer of the year to have produce and things like that, but how do you get your supplies in the winter months? Where does that come from, Rusty?
That's a good question. There's a lot of our suppliers that have signed up to be prospective suppliers that are currently doing things in-house so that they grow year-round, things like grow houses and aqua farming and things like that. So we should have some of the produce and things like that year-round without a problem. We're also looking at opportunities that might include things like preserving produce and things like that, so canning, freezing, things like that.
Could you share with us some of the products that will be at the Food Shed? We know it's going to be vegetables and fruits, things like that, but will there be anything else? Can you give us like a broader picture, Rusty?
Absolutely. We're probably one of our profit centers is going to be our locally sourced wines and beer choices. We're now working with some craft brewers in the area to see if we can get their stuff on the shelves. We also have products like soaps and things like that that are made from by local artisans that will be on the shelf. So besides the produce and meats, which meats is going to be another big one, we're going to have other products like soaps and things like that.
So for the folks in McHenry County here, it's going to be an awesome thing to be able to go there and see all locally grown items, local farmers, you know, local meats. That's going to be quite an adventure for you guys.
Absolutely. It's going to be tough to get to that 25% local because, of course, it's the market is definitely the people that shop there. And whatever they end up purchasing, that's what we'll get on the shelf. So we're hoping to get to that 25% mark fairly quickly.
Rusty, do you have an ETA for the opening of the Food Shed?
The closest we could say is it's going to be sometime in April. We expect to get occupancy in a couple of weeks. Excuse me, not a couple of weeks, 2 weeks into February. So the second week of February.
Now, will there be people that are on payroll there as well as volunteers?
No volunteers. This is run just like a regular grocery store, so there'll be all paid staff.
Okay. I think people would like to hear the Food Shed mission and their values, what that's all about.
Absolutely. Before every meeting that we have, we try and remember to remind the people in the meeting what our values and mission is. Our mission is to build a local food cooperative promoting a healthy, ethical, and resilient community. And the core values, there's four of them. The first one is to promote and foster good food choices, to cultivate and strengthen the local economy, to inspire and empower the community, and champion environmentally responsible practices. And part of that responsible practices is the idea of regenerative agriculture, which we're pushing hard for. There's a big problem in this country where the soil is being depleted and not enough farmers are taking that into account. So we're hoping that our local farmers, in order to grow their organic, healthy food, are taking the soil into account, too.
Can you explain when you say it's being depleted so people understand what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. When you put crops into the ground, the problem is that it's pulling nutrients out of the ground. The way many farmers handle that is to add chemicals to it, which then, takes away from the health aspects of the food that's being grown. What regenerative farming does is to have things in place like cover crops and things like that that will allow them to nurture the soil more organically rather than through chemical use.
Well, just like the meats you're going to carry, as opposed to what normally happens, ranchers, their cattle go to feedlots. The feedlots, they bulk them up. They're shot up with, different kinds of chemicals that kind of beef them up a little bit. Where with a local farmer, it's going to be grass fed and local products,
absolutely,
no chemicals. It should be a lot healthier for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the idea we're looking for, is to try and get the chemicals out of our food system and make them more healthy.
We want to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking with Rusty from the Food Shed that'll be opening up in Woodstock on Route 14, very close to the old hospital up there. Rusty, when you talk about sustainability and agriculture, the farmers or people that you work with, how do you qualify them to bring somebody into the Food Shed?
That's a good question, Ron. We're working through that right now. We have a list of over 200 people who are interested in putting things on our shelves, whether that's produce, meats, soaps, things like that, locally made stuff. We've got somebody on the payroll right now who is working towards that, going through that list, trying to categorize them, et cetera, and make sure that we get suppliers that are able to give us what we need and keep our shelves stocked. So that's still a work in progress, but we're working through it right now.
And how's the process going for your build-out? How's that working?
Oh, it's wonderfully. We're at about 85% completion right now. If people are following our social media, you'll notice that the floors are just full of equipment inside now. The exterior is complete, or very near complete. And as I said earlier, we're 85% complete, and we're looking for occupancy probably with the second week of February.
So now if our listeners are out there and thinking, gee, I'd like to participate, or maybe I have something that's worthwhile, how do they go about contacting you? What do they do?
If they're a supplier, what they would do is go to our website, www.foodshed.coop, C-O-O-P, and we have an option on there that says work with us or something like that, and you can pull down the menu and put your name on our supplier list. If you are interested in ownership, you can also go to the website, and there's buttons all over that say become an owner, and for $200, a one-time $200 investment, you can become an owner of your own grocery store.
You know, Rusty, why don't you give that website one more time in case people wanted to write that down in case they missed it.
Sure. It's www.foodshed.coop, C-O-O-P.
Okay, so how can you be a grocery store owner? How does that work?
Very simply, you become an owner by clicking one of the buttons, signing up with us. We have a range of ownership levels, but every owner, it's important to understand that in a co-op or a cooperative, every member has the same democratic rights. So if you invest the minimum $200, that's two shares at $100 each. It's a one-time investment. But if you invest $200 or you invest $1,000, which is our highest level, you still have the same rights and privileges. And people always ask me, well, why would I give more money? It's because those people believe in what we're trying to accomplish here, trying to get local, healthy food on the shelves.
Well, you know, for the folks that maybe don't remember, there used to be a food co-op, food shed type operation in Woodstock going back in 1991, 1992, that just kind of disappeared. For whatever reason, it just didn't make it. But it was not set up like your co-op and your food shed with a freestanding building.
Yep.
That I passed by that building. It's pretty, quite nice.
Yep, it is. I think it's going to be our saving grace because it's got great visibility. It's right on the corner with a lighted corner with stoplights. We were fortunate enough to get acquire the property for a really, really inexpensive price. And it's going to be an earmark for the county, I think.
Now, for the listener out there that says, gee, I'm going to buy a share of stock, but what's the catch? I mean, am I obligated to do certain things? I mean, right away it sounds like it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
So you want to touch base on that, Rusty?
There are some co-ops that are run with a volunteer idea where you are an owner, but you put some sweat equity into it. It is our point of view that this is going to be a grocery store just like any other in the county, whether it's an Aldi, a Jewel, et cetera. A little smaller footprint, of course, but also much more healthy food choices on the shelves and things like that. So ownership is only showing your support of the idea of cooperative movement. And cooperatives don't only happen in the grocery world. They happen in banking. They happen in a whole other different scenarios, too.
So if I was going to shop at your co-op, how do I know that the people you're bringing in, the farmers that you're bringing in, are following the proper rules and guidelines when it comes to fertilization or chemicals and things like that? How do you verify all that?
That's a great question. We are hoping to visit each of these farmers and find out what exactly their practices are. And I have to mention, so that people understand too, this store is a grocery store like any other, and it is open to the public, not only our owners. So before I forget to mention that, please remember that this is a store that's open to the public. But we hope to be able to take a look at each of our suppliers and find out just exactly how they're producing, what they're producing for us, so that we can highlight these farmers and suppliers. We're going to have a place dedicated in the store that puts that highlights a particular supplier each week or each month or whatever, so that people are understanding of where their food and where their products are coming from.
Now, will there be like spot checks? Let's say you check out a farmer and he meets all the criteria. But then 3 or 4 months down the road, I mean, to keep him from you know, following the guidelines, will you spot check?
That's probably up to the operational people that are happening, that are taking this endeavor on. Our general manager, Peter Waldman, would be the one who can answer that better for us. I would hope that would be the case, but then, Ron, when you think about it, the whole cooperative movement is built on trust and people doing the right thing. So we're hoping that people that we interact with and put their products on the shelf, we're hoping that they are ethical and you know.
Okay. Can you share with us, if you know, what the daily hours will be? Is it a seven-day-a-week operation?
Yeah, it is going to be 7 days a week. I don't know if we've even nailed down when the actual hours are. So that's coming, I'm sure, and we'll have big announcements about that.
What in floor space, about how big is that building, Rusty?
It's about 9,100 square feet or so, with about 6,500 square feet of retail space. There's a few back office things that are happening in there and some for storage and things like that.
And probably your coolers, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
And are there any highlights once you do open? Will there be like different promotions throughout the year, do you know?
Absolutely. The owners, of course, will hopefully get some incentives to show up each week or on at least a regular basis. And we're, you know, the idea that we have here is to try and make the cooperative as cost effective as we can. So the incentives for owners will be there hopefully on a weekly basis, where we will put a particular product on out there that says, come in this week and you'll get this for a good owner's price. Owners also, by the way, when the food shed becomes profitable, will share in some of the profits from that. Cooperatives work a lot like a nonprofit, except they're for-profit status, unfortunately. So the profits that we make will be kicked back to the owners depending on how much they spend there throughout the year as soon as the food shed is profitable.
Now, do you get any consideration from the state or the county as far as taxes or things like that?
We're in a tax district that City of Woodstock and the county are working closely with us to try and alleviate some of the taxings that we will be facing. The most help we get is through the grants that are being offered. We received a CDBG grant last year from the county, and we applied again this year. Those grants are significant towards the funding that we need to keep this moving forward.
And for staffing, about how many people do you think you're going to need for the operation, Rusty?
That's a great question. I think there's probably about six or eight in the managerial positions. Then, of course, we'll have the regular clerks and stock people and things like that. The total number is still up in the air to figure out how many we're going to need.
And basically, you feel that you have enough financial support right now to be able to handle that?
Yeah, the last we had a big push just about 2 or 3 months ago for the last amount of dollars that we needed to push this over the edge, and we are now fully funded, which is very, very helpful.
So then the profits per week will help go towards the salaries and the payroll that you've got?
Absolutely, you bet. And again, once those profits are, the store itself is profitable, they'll be kicked back to the owners too.
I would imagine that when you first open up, there's going to be a lot of people coming out just to see what it's like,
yep.
You know, what you're doing, what you have available,
yep.
Those types of things. And I think people will be surprised to see what you're doing with the whole operation overall as far as your layout and the products you're going to mm-hmm. be carrying. So will you have, you know, stores traditionally have banners up for specials that are going on, things like that. You always see them on the store windows or, you know, buy mm-hmm. one, get one free, that type of thing. Will you have promotions also?
Absolutely will, you bet. In fact, our website was just redesigned very recently so that it is both a informational and retail website. So we'll be adding to that. So that's where people can go to see some of those incentives that we'll be putting up. They will also be advertised in social media, in ads and things like that, just like a regular grocery store.
Well, this has been a long road because this thing started about when, Rusty?
Yeah. 2014, 10 years these people have been working at it. It's an incredible bunch of people who really put a lot of effort into it.
Wow. The you know, when you talk about 2014, the people that started it, there was a couple of people that started this thing. How did it all evolve, this whole history from 2014 on? Do you know how that evolved, Rusty?
Yeah, I got involved in 2017, so I was like, you know, almost halfway through it here.
You were just a youngster, right?
Yeah. You're being very kind, Ron.
Okay.
In 2014, Scott and Kim Bricks got together and said, you know, this is what we need in the county. We need some place that that will address climate change, that will look at agriculture in a different way, et cetera. How do we do that? Let's bring a co-op to the county here. They happen to run into owner number six, Doug Close, who was already pushing the cooperative movement and other things that he was doing. So he jumped in early too. It's been a long road. It's a difficult road for cooperatives because in order to even to acquire property or to acquire a location, you have to find a piece of real estate where somebody will say, yeah, I believe in your movement too, and I'm going to give you 6 months to raise the money in order to buy this piece of property. A lot of people didn't want to do that. So early on, there was a lot of locations that fell through because of that.
The property you did find, was that a reduced price by the owner, or how did that work?
You know, we got so lucky. In fact, Scott Bricks was the one that did it. He found out that this piece of property was owned by Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota.
Really?
And it was a gift to them as a donation. They had no use for it, and when they spoke to Scott about it, and he was telling them our mission and our core values, they thought it was a wonderful thing. So they gave us that the opportunity to purchase that property at a ridiculously
and
low price.
Acreage-wise, how large is that property, Rusty?
Just under 2 acres. It's about 1.9.
So I could see Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota, what they would do to a two-acre parcel on Route 14.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it was nice that someone willed that to them, but what do you do with it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's certainly not big enough to put a medical center or anything like that locally. So I think it was just a nice donation to them, and they thought they're doing something good to the county and to the community by giving us a break on the price. So
once you picked up that property, what happens after that then?
After the property was picked up, of course, we had to run everything through the city of Woodstock and then the county to make sure that all of the environmental stuff was taken care of on that corner there. We are still working very diligently with the county to see if we can get a PACE bus stop right at that corner so that we can make it much more accessible. We're working with the state and the Illinois Department of Transportation in order to try and get the bike path extended right up to the store too, because the bike path is very, very close to it. So there's a lot of work that's gone into the infrastructure and the actual land itself to try and make it viable.
All these things you're doing, how many people has it taken to accomplish these things?
We have a very, very engaged board of directors. There's 10 of us right now. But we also rely on our ownership volunteers to do things like tabling events where we set up at a farmer's market or set up at we've done a few breweries where we set up. People come in and we just get the word out to let them know what co-ops are all about. And our ownership growth has just skyrocketed because of these events. And with the help of our owners and the volunteers that understand how important cooperatives are, it's been a good thing.
So 10 people have really put a lot of hours into this thing.
Yeah, many more than we'd like to think about sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of time, a lot of energy, and yep. A lot of thought that goes into it. It's amazing to see how it turned out, because the results, if you pass by the building, it just looks awesome.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. And that's, again, that's our what we were hoping for, that people will look at it and go, this is good for the county.
So there's opportunities out there if you want to be employed. Correct.
You bet. Yes.
Is that full-time and part-time?
Yes, it is. You bet. We have full-time positions and part-time positions coming up. Currently, we're only looking at filling two managerial positions. We will work more towards the inner store workings, like the clerks and stockers and things like that, probably during the month of March, probably.
And here you're going to go to your website.
Yep.
And they can put their information there or make their inquiries there.
Absolutely. Yep. There's a place there to put your name in and say, I'm interested. Give me a call.
Well, that's great. So some folks out there are looking for that full-time job or maybe even a part-time job.
Yep.
It may be very beneficial for them to investigate this and set up with the food shed. It's a very respected operation that's going to be good for everybody.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
No, you're quite welcome. I think for all you folks out there that are wondering about this food shed, you have to think about how it's going to benefit not only you but the community and what a blessing it's going to be for everyone in the area and how it's going to be a support for the farmers and the agriculture and the livestock market, too.
Yep, you bet.
Well, maybe we'll see you at the county fair, too. You can promote it some more.
There you go. There you go.
Well, we've been talking to Rusty from the Food Shed Co-op, which is going to be opening up sometime in April in Woodstock on Route 14. We want to thank Rusty for being here today and also to our listeners who have joined us today at 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and look up the areas there that have blocks where you can hit shows and tap on Around Town. You'll be able to hear this show once again. And we thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day, folks.